Okay, welcome everyone. This is Mordechai Plotzker. Welcome to ShiurimDroma.com. Tonight we're discussing Parshas Vayetze. Tonight's shiur is dedicated as a refuah shlema to Shaya ben Masha. He should continue to feel stronger and stronger. And as well as Yibad Mechaim, we're also dedicating the shiur to Rev Binyamin ben Chaim HaKohen, Alav HaShalom, who was nifted earlier this year. I just found out the news. And the family should be comforted among the mourners of Zion and Jerusalem. We are discussing Parshas Vayetze, Vayetze, Yaakov, Mi Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. As I'll explain a narrative that I'd like to share with you, which actually we're going to develop it in a few moments, that if Chas V'Shalom Yaakov or Knesset Yisrael leaves Mi Be'er Sheva from the place where they swore to pledge allegiance to Nasa, Benishma, and Har Sinai, and Mamon Har Sinai, all of the mitzvahs and masim tovim, vayelech harana, then comes along with it, charon, charona, God forbid, which is a great deal of displeasure in the eyes of Hashem. So therefore, what will happen next? Vayifka b'makom, we chance upon the makom. What is the makom? The makom refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayalan shan kivah ha-shemesh, and we stay there until kivah ha-shemesh. What does it mean that the sun shall come? It refers to a time of redemption. It refers to it as the sun is setting, we are very distressed. Bayon Shankiva Hashemesh, we are hoping that God willing, the Gula will come about. Bayifka also is Lashon Paga, that means that it's happenstance. We don't have to wait for a certain time and place. It happens as it passes. And so Rashi actually picks up on this. And that Yaakov was Mesakin Arvis. And Arvis is a language of confusion. And we're in a state of confusion. So that means that in the dead of night, in the darkness of Gala, Vayifka b'makom, Jewish people always have an opportunity to reach out and find Hashem, davening, saying Tehillim, asking others to learn, asking others to do mitzvot and masim tovim, and dedicate it in the schus of a certain individual. For Refuah Shleima, all these things are vayifka. They just happen to pass. Vayifka b'makom, we always find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in a time of distress. Vayalan shanki v'hashemesh, and we hope that the circumstances will turn for the better, and that the shemesh will come, the sun will rise in the morning, which refers to redemption. So how do we go about doing this? Vayikach me'yav ne'amakom, yosna me'rash osav. Chazal explained that there were 12 stones, and they all went. Yaakov gathered them together, and he put them under his head. Clearly, we are stronger when we're united than when we are divided. So therefore, we have to set aside all our trivial arguments and understand the bigger picture, that we have to somehow find common ground by which we can all speak to one another in a productive and a constructive way. Vayishka b'makom ahu, and he rested in that place. And then he sees a vision, a dream. And he dreams and he sees a ladder extending from the earth up until the heavens, and he sees angels going up and down. It's interesting that it says up and down. Normally it should be down and up, because they're in heaven. But there was, I like to try to, Olim, Rashi says, that the Malachim that took Yaakov into Chutzal Ha'aretz, they're the ones who went up first. So there's Yaakov Avinu surrounded by angels. And so that's the reason why it says, Olim the Yordim, that the angels that surrounded Yaakov, they found themselves going up first. The word Sulam, Chazal say, is spelled with Adavav, but it should really be, Sulam is the Gemashia Zekis Yaakovod. That is means that this is the heavenly throne, and Sulam is a gematria 130. With above, it equals 136, and that is equal to a kol, that is equal to a voice. It's also equal to, as we say in the machzor for Yom Kippur, who's a shuvot tefilat tzaka mavina shorah gzera. So this is another instance of Roach Zera. We feel that Yaakovina feels that he's in a very difficult situation. He's on the run from his brother. Why? Because his mother told him that Esav is planning on hurting him, and why, from the side of his father, he's going there because he has to find a wife. And yet, because of these two reasons, Yaakov Avinu listens to both parents for different motivations. Really, it was Rivka that created two separate motivations, convincing Yitzchak of the other, to which Yaakov obeyed both. And now Yaakov Avinu finds himself alone in a set of circumstances that could only get better, because it seems to him that everything is really bleak. So the Sulam refers to the 136, right, which is the gematria of Sulam with above, and that is equal to the Tzom Kol Mamon that's found above the words Ushashuva Tzvilat Tzedaka Ma'avina Asroa Gezeira. In Yom Kippur we say this, and so on top of Ushashuva we have Tzom is equal to 136, Tzadi Vav Mem, and then you have the Kol, which is Tzilah, Kuf Vav Lam, is also 136. And Tzedakah, above Tzedakah we have the word Mamon. Mamon is also Mem Mem Vav Nun, so this is also equal to 136. So if we were to take the 136 and multiply it by 3, we end up with 408, and 408 is equal to Bezos. Zos is Zion Aleph Tuf is 408. And 408 reminds us of Aaron HaKohen, Barshas Baloscha, who consistently practiced the Avodah every single day as though it were the first. With such excitement and with such zihirus and his lavos, that everything he did was so intense that it didn't water itself down despite the fact that he had done it numerous times. He was very much excited to be doing the Avodah. And when he went in to do the Avodah within the Kachay Kachim and have in mind Klai Yisrael, he was having in mind these words, Usashuva, Usafila, Utsdaka, Mavir Nesro Agzera, for the betterment of Klai Yisrael. And as a result of their repentance, and as a result of their kolos, the voices of Tefillah, as a result of the tzedakah that they've given, or pledged to give, this is what's going to save them and bring about Yeshuas and Refuos for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen. Let it be present in our day and time. We continue with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu now reveals to Yaakov this narrative describing this is the first time Hashem reveals Himself to him. Hine Hashem nitzav alav vayomar ani Hashem elokei Avram avicha velokei Yitzchak ha'aretz she'ata shochev alei alecha etnenu lazarecha. And we look at Pasuk Yudalid and Pasuk Tezvav. And then it says in Tezayin, Vayikas Yaakov Mishnaso Vayomer Achin Yesh Hashem HaMakom Hazeh V'Anochi Lo Yadati. So I'd like to share with you Rav Shimshon Ben Ashtapoli. With that, we'll conclude. We know that in the Gemara Chagiga explains that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's a cube. And on this cube, there are four images. The four images are the Aryeh, the Kruv, which are the celestial angels, and the Nun, which is the Nesher. So therefore, the Pasuk says, if we read it, we could read it two different ways. We could read it as an observation filled with a question mark, or we can just read it as a statement. So generally, the simple syntax would be, Yaakov Mishnaso, Yaakov awakens from his sleep. Clearly, Yaakov awakens from his sleep. So Chazal say that means that while Yaakov was sleeping, he was dreaming of Divrei Torah. You know, a lot of people dream of different things. Some people could be dreaming about cars, they could be dreaming about other things. But Yaakov Avinu, because he was so immersed in his Lima Torah, that when he went to sleep, he was reviewing all of the different things in his mind, and that's what gave him Menuchas HaNefesh, Menuchas HaGuf. So Vayikatz Yaakov, Mishnaso, the Mishnaso refers to the Limud HaTorah. And then he says, "Vayomer Achin Yesh Hashem Hamakom Hazeh." Is it possible Hashem is in this place? Anochi lo yadati. I didn't know. How could you not know that Hashem is in this place? We know that Hashem is everywhere. So how could Hashem not be present? Especially you're sitting and learning Torah. So the answer that Rav Shimshon Ashtapoli offers is something so insightful and amazing that it would be terrible not to share this with you, because I think that this is something you're going to carry with you the whole week. Achain is the Rosh Tevos, the acronym for Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher. If we take that same, those three letters, and we turn them around, we get Anochi. But Anochi is with a Yud at the end. The Yud refers to Yaakov Avinu. Lo Yadati, says Yaakov. I had no idea that my image is right here in front of the Kisei HaKavod and right here in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the reason why the Malachim were Olim, the Yardim. They went up and they said, I think I saw someone that looks just like this Kruv. He's on the Kruv. Went down, take a look. That's Yaakov Avinu. Went back up. And then the Malachim wanted to hurt Yaakov because how could a human being be so close to Hashem? But they were unable to because Yaakov Avinu really represents not just Yaakov Avinu. The most of Yaakov is one thing, but the character traits of Yaakov is everything. And that's what Klal Yisrael represents. We are Bnei Yaakov. We are Beis Yaakov. we are the house of Yaakov. It doesn't just refer to girls or boys. It refers to every single Jewish person. This is what's right before the Kisei HaKavod, says Hashem Shemeh Shapoli. Anochi lo yadati. I had no idea that in addition to the Aryeh, the lion, the Kruv, which are the celestial angels, the Nun, the Nesher, the eagle, which is the king of all birds, there's a Yud, there's a Yaakov, there's me, right there before the Kisei HaKavod. And this is why Yaakov Avinu says, Anochi lo yadati. That also speaks to his humility in the presence of greatness. And then we move a little bit further. It says, "Vayira Yaakov Vayomar Manoah Makom Hazeh Ein Zeh Ki Im Beis Elokim Bizeh Shaar HaShamayim." We see that this is Yaakov Avinu when he is awakened, so to speak, from his sleep. He immediately recognizes the gravity of his experience, and he puts, the next pasuk says, "Beitzok Shemen Al Rosha." He puts oil on his head. And some people explain that in the spirit of Hanukkah, which is very soon approaching, this shemen is the pachim katanim that he went back to get. this is the shemen that he was not able to, and this is the Hashemarayim apparently found these small pockets also, these small packets of oil. And from here we learn that whenever a person is, you know, going to be anointed, in every future circumstance, we see that oil was used, and it all traces itself back right over here to Yaakov Avinu. And now, all of a sudden, in this pasuk Yidches, we see Vayikach Es HaEven, and before it was several stones, 12, in fact, and now there's just one because there's Achdus among, and that's how Yaakov Avinu is able to receive the Nevuah because there's no fighting. And then we move into, I just want to conclude with the first Aliyah. Yaakov Avinu makes a neder. Well, we all know that we're supposed to limit ourselves from making the nedarim. And if a person has to do something such as a neder, he should rather say, this is Lahashem neder. Why? Instead of saying neder Lahashem. Because Chazal say, in the Gemara Nedarim, that if a person says, if the last word out of a person's mouth is not followed by a word other than Hashem, then you could be in violation of L'sis Hashem Hashem Hashav. You should not say Hashem's name in vain. And so therefore, Yaakov Avinu making an neder over here is challenging for us. So what exactly is going on? And Yaakov Avinu is asking for lechem lechol beged lobosh. He's asking for something good to eat and clothing on his back. Why would a tzaddik like Yaakov need this? And then further on it says, and b'shavu shalom beis avi v'ha'ya Hashem lila lokim v'evan avazos asher samti matzeva yeh beis lokim v'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. What exactly is Yaakov asking? What is he saying? What is he conditioning? If a person were to be given $1 million, it's not so challenging for him to write a check for 100,000. 10% is not such a big deal when you have 900,000 sitting in the bank. So Yaakov Avinu, according to Rabbi Tendler, was asking that the lechem lechol refers to let my children see the lechem upon him, let them be inspired by the fact that it stayed warm for an entire week, which was a miracle. Let them see the miracle. The beged lobosh, we get excited when someone's wearing pinstripes or a soccer uniform or football uniform, baseball uniform. But if we were to see a Kohen wearing his uniform, with the four begadim, or even if we're on a higher level of ability to see a kohen wearing the eight begadim, we would really be blown away by this because it's malchus. We would be able to see something that is really tremendously beautiful. The shafti b'shama beis avi, and not everyone feels comfortable communicating with Hashem. Sometimes that communication can happen outside or inside a shul, whichever case it might be. If you allow these children to feel comfortable and come back into my home, then whatever it is that you give to me, aser asun alach, not just the principle, not just the interest, but the principle too. So this is how Yaakov Avinu was able to be mamayit. If you find in me capable of being a recipient of this lechem apanim and the bidei kahuna, together with my children feeling comfortable returning to the house of Hashem, because Yaakov, as the father of Galus, is very much concerned about his children, and he wants them to succeed and to flourish, every single one of us. And Yaakov Avinu's havtacha is felt very much today as well. We all want to have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We seek it in different ways, but the bottom line is that if we're able to attach ourselves and understand the bigger picture and to see how all of these things work together, if we can experience them, we ask that we should be zochah to see them, God willing, very, very soon, then we know that Yaakov Avinu was not simply asking for himself to be granted all these riches, but he was asking on behalf of Klal Yisrael at large, so that we should all be able to usher in a time which is very, very soon, hopefully, the Gula Shlema. This is Mordechai Plotzker wishing you the very best. Atzlacha and brachah in your learning. And Be'ez Hashem, I'll be back Sunday night. Take care.